So, finally back.
Literally been forever.
And I'm still sick.
Yeah. I'm pretty much not sick anymore. Like, for the most part.
Yeah. I can't take actual cold medicine because it messes with my other medicine.
Hmm.
Which, oh god, I should be taking my... Is this it? Yeah. Okay, don't mind me just popping my prescribed cold medicine now.
Lovely.
Yeah. That's why I asked you to grab me food, and I completely forgot to take it.
Yeah, I have to finish my food, because I have my last antibiotic this morning.
Woo!
Yeah, we're falling apart. Oh my gosh, look!
Yeah.
It's snowing. It's the first snow. This is our first one.
Kind of.
Like-ish.
It's probably
This is
not.
My first one.
It's probably not, like, 100% snow.
No, it's not. But this is the first time we have, like, snow like that. I've seen it accumulate a little bit.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not sticking to the ground.
No. Well, that could just be ice.
That's true. Look at it falling off. It's, like, falling off the roofs. We're having a whole conversation.
I know. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. We are not sick. We are not busy.
You are not sick.
Yeah.
I
mean, I'm not well either, but...
Yeah, no. I'm going through it, so... Yeah.
We go home for Thanksgiving break next week.
Ugh.
Yay!
No one from home listens to this. I don't want to go home.
My family listens to this.
Well...
They live at home.
You're welcome for driving her home.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out. We have a between 5 and... No, what, 9 hour car ride?
Somewhere between 7 to 9. We thought about doing a, car cast.
Yeah, a car cast. James Corden moment.
Yeah, but I'll actually be driving.
Yeah, that gets me so tight. Was I talking about it with you the other day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gets well, me not so the other tight. Day. Like,
oh, I was talking. No, I was talking about it with somebody, like, 2 days ago.
No.
And I was so... It gets me so tight, because honestly, no, hear me out. Why wouldn't you just do something else? Like, if your gimmick is gonna... Fuck!
Well, I have croissants stuck in my throat. What's
I'm just
excuse?
Choking. I can't... I still can't do, like a lot of talking without coughing. My mom says it's gonna linger for weeks. Which is great. Anyways, if your gimmick is gonna be carpool karaoke, James Corden, I hope you're listening, and I hope you're taking notes... Because I'm correct. Fuck your whole marketing team. Oh my god, that was aggressive.
Fuck your life, bing bong.
Fuck your whole marketing team, because they don't know what they're doing. If your gimmick is going to be carpool karaoke, drive. Like, how much more interesting would it be if you had road rage? I think very. You're in the middle of a nice song, you know, blah, 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 singing along. And somebody cuts you off. I think that would be more interesting. The dead Probably. Silence says otherwise, though.
I don't really like
That's
him.
That's my hot take. I don't either. He bothers me.
Anyway.
James Corden, that's my soapbox.
I have a Taco Bell notification next to my Trivia Crack notification.
Oh, yeah. Love that.
And then a Snapchat.
Well, aren't you just so popular?
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get into it, I guess.
Get into it, yeah. Right?
A meme just popped up that she must really love Halloween because she still be ghosting me.
How are you scrolling through the gram while we're supposed to be recording?
Because I was trying to get to my notes. Because no one asked for it, here's our top 5 fast food items.
Everyone's asking. You want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
My number 5... is also a tie because I have my honorary number 6 trademark patent pending.
Hmm.
Oh my god. You can literally, through the Writers Guild, you can, like, patent anything and, like, copyright it through them for $20.
For $20?
You can do lyrics.
I love college.
You can do literally... I'm gonna
copyright
do my
script. Somebody else's lyrics.
Right? Real G's move in silence like lasagna. But yeah, you could literally do anything. I'll show it to you later.
Wow, that's so exciting.
All right, my number 5/6. The Big Mac / the McChicken.
Mmm.
I have previously said, I am a self-proclaimed slut for Big Macs.
Oh, I never heard you say that.
They are so good. Like, a good Big Mac is so good. Get it without the pickles, because pickles are gross.
Mm-hmm.
But also, nothing beats a really good McChicken. But here's the thing. McChickens sometimes suck. Like, yes. They're like Dunkin' drinks. Like, either they're really good or really bad. So, I think Big Mac would be my 5. McChicken be the honorary 6. But yeah, Big Macs are just so good. I love them. They're my go-to. I eat them at McDonald's now.
Well, I can't say I'm a Big Mac person necessarily. I'm not big on, like, beef, really. Like, I'm more of a chicken person.
Mm-mm.
But I've only had one McChicken in my life.
What?
Yeah. I think with you.
Probably.
And I didn't love it. But it wasn't, like, bad. Like, I've gone places and gotten chicken sandwiches, like, restaurants, and they've been worse. Which is
sad
because it's like a $2 sandwich. Mm-hmm.
$1 up here, $1.69 at home, which is...
Sheesh. Wait, really?
Yeah.
It's that much of a price fluctuation?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, welcome I hate Long Island. Island. I hate it there.
Me too.
All right, my number 5.
Damn, you're stripping right in front of me?
I'm literally sweating to death. I'm wearing a t-shirt on purpose. I knew I was going to be so sweaty.
Do you want
to
open the window?
No. No, guys, it's, it's so goddamn wet and cold outside. I wore, like, 5 layers so that I could, like, strip them as I needed to. Change. It was actually really smart. Very smart, because I almost didn't put a t-shirt on. So I would have just been screwed. My number 5, not as exciting as yours, I guess, but it doesn't really have to be, is the Wendy's Frosty. I will self-proclaim myself as a slut for ice cream. Just ice cream. Literally any ice cream.
I have 2 pints of ice cream downstairs.
Slut it out. Gotta take my shirt off.
What are we getting into?
Oh, nah. Bro, come on. I had ice cream last night. Oh, wait, no, I didn't.
I had ice cream last night.
Damn. What was last night?
My e-board meeting?
Yeah, but what? E-board. Like, literally, what did I eat for dinner?
I went to an event in Scales, one of the residence halls here, and I had to present, and they had pizza, so I ate 4 slices.
As you should.
They were cut into squares, they weren't, like, real slices.
Damn, what did I eat for dinner last night? Wow, you really just sent me down a hole.
Now they just said the Titans are the best defense. Whatever.
Well, whatever.
Frosties.
Frosties, I love them because they're always a little bit too melted.
Yeah, like, that's they're really good.
Always so runny for no reason. But I'm a big fan of fries and the ice cream. So depending on the mood, usually I rock with a vanilla Frosty with some fries.
Oh no!
But sometimes a chocolate, getting that chocolate with the salt.
Salt.
You know what? Literally stop. Podcast is over. See you guys next week. I'm big on the sweet and savory stuff. Same thing like chocolate covered pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good. So can't go wrong with the Frosty. It's always a safe bet because they don't have to like put it together. They just press a lever or something.
Yeah, and their machine actually works.
Their machine does work. Literally at McDonald's.
Literally, let me just go through this real quick. Because this shit got me tight last night.
Oh, God.
I didn't tell you this. So, after this meeting, mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, let's go get McFlurries.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, one of the Eatborn members, she's been going through it. So, I'm like, yeah, my treat, let's go. We go to the first McDonald's near campus.
Is that where I saw you?
Huh? That's where I was going, yeah.
Word.
That's why I was parked there.
I was confused why you were there.
So, we went to... McDonald's, and their ice cream machine was broke. So I'm like, alright, let's go to the other McDonald's. They didn't even take my order before, like, the 4... So they have 2 lines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there in the back line at the, like, box. 4 people pass through the other line before I even get, a hello.
What?
And then their ice cream machine was broke.
Oh. Okay, got it.
And then... people in my car were like, we don't believe that, but okay. So then we went to Stewart's and got ice cream there. And shout out, I saw the playwriting professor getting two tall boys.
Yeah.
Wave to him. And then the person giving us our ice cream was like, oh, I love him. He's a regular. He comes in here, gets his shit, and goes home and gets fucked up. And I said, oh.
Got it.
I was his teaching assistant.
Yeah. The one from last semester?
Yeah. Him.
Love that. He I love that. He was chill.
He did get a Bud Light seltzer. And a Natty Daddy.
Natty Daddy. That's a horrible choice. That's a terrible choice.
Frosties.
We're up to you now, my guy.
Okay.
I got nothing to say about the Frosty anymore.
My number four is the Taco Bell rolled chicken tacos.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh my god.
I've literally never heard of
that. They are so good. They're like taquitos. Everyone Google along with me.
Taco Bell rolled chicken tacos. Let's see. Oh, yeah, no, that's literally just
yeah, but they were so good. You could get whatever sauce you want. Always get the nacho cheese. You get four of them for, like, not that much money, because I don't remember. It was so good. If they were soft, they were amazing. Like, sure, crunchy stuff is fine, but not, like, overly crunchy.
So you think they'd be, like, higher on your list if they were
if they were always soft, they would be much higher. I would have a lot more love for them. They might be still at 4, but they would be a much higher 4.
Yeah. This is like a 4.1. They could be like a 4.9.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it. I see.
But no, they're really good. I will get them every time I go. They're sometimes a hit or miss. I think, you know, they're the last thing you eat, so they can soften up. But they're so good.
Is this like a new...
No, it's one of those In-N-Out items. Oh. Like the... Oh. Oh my god, I didn't even put the grilled stuffed nacho on here.
Hold on, I'm revising my list right now.
I'm actively
revising my list.
I regret everything. I wish I put the grilled stuffed nacho on here. That should be my number one.
I've never heard of that either.
This grilled thing? Stuffed nacho. Oh my god, it was...
It looks like Phineas.
Like, no, it's just beef, cheese, and the Flamin' Hot Fritos, and maybe sour cream. Oh my god, it was so good. Such a perfect, like, bang for your buck.
That was...
Yeah, I'm fine. Attractive. So good. Look, $1.49 for this thing, and it was, like, the size of my hand.
Yeah, that's, like, large. Like, that's...
Like,
I don't even know how I would eat that. Is it always open like that, or is it, like, closed?
No, it's closed. I think they just do that for their ad. But, like, you know, it's not rolled well.
Oh, nah.
But, no, it tastes so good. Oh, my God. Grilled stuffed nacho, honorary number one. I'm mad I forgot about it, honestly, because it is just that good. All right, what's your number four?
My number four, my newly revised number four, is the crispy chicken sandwich from Wendy's. So while I'm not a McChicken, Crispy Chicken, McDonald's person, something about... Okay, alright. Something about the Wendy's Crispy Chicken Sandwich just has a special place in my heart, because it's, like, never good.
So it's your favorite fast food item?
Yeah, no. Well, it's number four. So whatever. Not, I hear it. It's, like, yeah, it's the same thing, like... I guess it's not just Dunkin', where it's, like, not consistent.
Yeah.
Like, the one by home always puts, like, an exorbitant amount of mayo on this sandwich.
Yeah.
So you're, like drowning in mayo.
Their mayo to chicken ratio is, like, 5-1.
It's, like, not right.
The person just goes, whoop, with their hand, get the giant ball of it, and just says, bow.
And there it is. There's your sandwich.
I prefer the McChicken 10 times. 8 times out of 10 over there.
Yeah, I don't know. The McChicken just didn't do it for me. I've only had it once, so, you know, I could be just wrong.
Yeah.
But I wasn't necessarily a fan. I'm going to have to stick with Wendy's. I'm loyal to Wendy's.
Yeah. I mean, I will say...
Talking about
good chicken, we can talk Chick-fil-A, but fuck homophobic chicken.
Yeah, I'm, like,
It's so gay. Overpriced.
I'm literally gay. Like,
it's good, but like, fuck them.
It's not good for how much it costs.
Oh no! Like, but if I'm getting like, it for why does it free, cost so much?
Yeah. If somebody else buys it and they're like, oh, I'm too full. Like, it's already bought.
Like you already spent money on it. That's like what I don't get about being like a vegan. Like shit. Like the cow's already dead. So what if I eat this hamburger?
That's different. Like
nope, no, it's not.
Okay, you know what, you're right.
I mean, you're actually so right. Venmo money isn't real money either.
Venmo money is fake ass money, bro. Fake. That's not real unless it comes out of my bank account because I go over my balance. Yeah,
that's why cash isn't real either.
That's story time. Literally my worst trait on earth because I used to work in a restaurant, right? I would just lose the money I made. Like, the tips I made, I would, like, throw in my backpack or something and never see it again. Because I was like, oh, it's not real money. Like, I'm gonna get my check at the end of the week. So that's my money. Yeah. Like, it's a horrible trait.
I heard trade.
Like,
no, wait, I know.
Stocks?
Yeah, well, okay. Anyway, chill.
It's not chill, it's chile.
I said chel.
Chel? Like NHL?
Like, chel. Anyway, so.
I thought it was chel. Anyways.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway, my number three. It was my number one at one point. Damn. But we've been holding this off for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Burger King fries.
Burger King foot lettuce.
That was, I did not actually hit so her. Bad. Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, no, I'm actually good, guys.
That was a good one. And damn. I got it on record. Who is texting me?
Your mom.
Nope, T-Mobile. Saying I owe him money. Anyway, whatever. Burger King fries, they are the best fast food fry. I will die on this hill.
I don't think I've ever had them.
So we're going later.
Like, honestly, I don't think I've ever had I don't eat at Burger King.
Burger King as a whole is so good for all, for the price. Like I
for
said.
For all intended purposes.
Like I said, for the price, it is good. Like, I can, what I spend at McDonald's can get me like half a Burger King's menu.
Damn.
And it is so good. But their fries are the best fries. I really believe that. They're fluffy, crunchy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, perfectly salted. They give you a good amount. It's not like McDonald's where they're like shoestrings. They're not overly salted like Sophia after I make fun of Harry Styles. Like, they are just perfect.
I think I've had the fries. I thought I was thinking of Dairy Queen's fries, because my family had, like, a stint where we went, like, 3 times in a week, because, like, my sister had soccer, like, by the closest one is, like, 30 minutes.
Sunnybrook.
Yeah, like, 30 minutes from where we live.
No, not 30.
Almost. More than 20.
No.
I mean, I could be wrong. Whatever.
I'm gonna look it up.
It's too deep, like, when we have every other fast food on Earth, like, within literally a mile.
Yeah, that's a fact. Like, I'm not gonna go out of my way for Burger King if McDonald's and Wendy's are right up the road.
But McDonald's and Wendy's are across the street from each other.
Yeah. Like, but, like, if I'm here, and it's, like, either I get McDonald's or Subway right there, or I could go to Burger King.
A little further down the road.
And, like, that's where Taco Bell and Wendy's is. Like, I'm not going that far out of my way than I normally would.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Burger King fries are my favorite fry. I think they're amazing. I will die on this hill.
Burger King foot lettuce.
Yeah, my number one's Burger King foot lettuce. Yeah, thanks for the spoiler.
Spoiler! Come on. Alright, my number three... This was hard, because I wanted to put it higher. But... Taco Bell makes me physically ill sometimes. Like, unwell. So, I'm gonna have to say my number three is the Black Bean Crunchwrap Supreme. Nope, not the beef. Black Bean Crunchwrap Supreme, no tomatoes.
Interesting.
Tomatoes are disgusting and horrible if you think otherwise. I don't want you to listen to this podcast anymore.
That's a fact. It's 11 mouth. Minutes from my house.
Oh. No, not Burger King.
What?
Oh, wait, I was thinking of Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen's right next to the Burger King.
What?
What? No, there used to be a DQ much closer.
No, the
are you talking about the one all the way down
the
here?
The one I know is in Medford.
Near a Wendy's and McDonald's?
Oh, I don't know. It's just, like, on the way to
before or after the mall?
I think it's after.
There used to be one before the mall, literally in this shopping center. Mm, that's what I was thinking of.
No.
Anyway.
Anyways, yeah, the black bean Crunchwraps are so good. If they're made right. Like, this isn't as much of a hit or miss, but sometimes there's, like, a ridiculous amount of bean juice in it, which is just, like, not my thing. I'm not a bean juice person.
Oh, you're not?
No, believe it or not. So, like, when there's not a ton of bean juice, it's just, like, the perfect, like, soft food. Maybe I'm just a child.
You like your mushy
peas? It's just really soft and, like, warm and yummy. Like, I should just be eating soup, honestly. I should just be eating soup. Why did I ever try and eat anything else? This is a horrible revelation I'm having.
Oh, my God. What are we doing with our lives?
I don't know. Do your number two before I get embarrassed.
All right. My number two. Drum roll, please. It's just because I had to burp. Sorry. Oh. Okay. My number two. Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Never had it.
I see why people killed each other over it.
Jesus Christ.
It was so good. And like, It was really good, and I loved it. I had to drive a little bit out of the way for it, but it was just so good. Like, the service kind of sucked. Their fries were pretty good, but
I didn't even know, like, until that happened, I didn't know we had a Popeyes.
I think it just came, like, was built when that happened.
They built it for the sandwich.
No, that sandwich
Guys,
is so
how can we market this best? Open a whole new building.
How can we market this
new
best?
Franchise.
Murder.
Literally murder.
No, it was really good. I like Popeyes as a whole now. It's way too far for me to want it that bad. But it was really good.
As a casual treat.
Yeah, like sometimes if Buddy and I are like, oh, let's go to Popeyes. Yeah. Yo, shout out to Buddy.
Shout out to Buddy for sure. I haven't seen that guy in a minute.
His name's actually Buddy.
Yeah, I didn't know that for a long time. I thought that was his nickname until he, like, literally has just still been called Buddy.
Yeah. I mean, if you're listening to this, you probably know who Buddy is.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know who's listening to this that
doesn't know Buddy. Does your family know Buddy?
Gabe might.
Anyway, Popeye's chicken sandwich. Fire. Love it. So good. It is... If it was closer, I would get it, like, almost every day.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm going to have to try it.
Well,
I'm like
we could pass by
it
on our way home.
When we get to my number one, I'll discuss our home plans. You can't look at it yet.
Oh, okay. I was going to bring that up, but I'll wait. Your number two.
My number two. I don't know if this really counts because it was a discontinued item.
Yeah.
Fuck you, McDonald's.
Highly
disrespectful. So disrespectful.
I think everyone in the world knows what you're about to say.
The McDank's Ranch Chicken Snack Wrap.
Mm-hmm. Those snack wraps.
Gone,
slap.
But never forgotten.
Never forget.
Literally, no. It's fucked up a little bit.
Oh, well.
I'm not a big McDonald's person. Like, at the most, like, ice cream fries or, like, their cookies are good, low key. Mm-hmm.
They're really good up here.
But, actually, three things on my list. I don't know, two things on my list are McDonald's, so I guess that doesn't make much sense. But yeah, not a McDonald's person generally. Like, if I was to pick, so for dinner, like, if we're picking my family, like, fast food, like, we don't even consider McDonald's. Because it's just, like, not an option. But that chicken snack wrap, that could bring me back from the brink of death. I swear to God. If I was on life support in the hospital, all you have to do is wave one of those in front of my nose, I'm awake. Like.
Like that
oh my
would
God.
Subtract five reasons.
Yeah. Oh my God, maybe more than that. I love them. I've actually cried over them. I'm pretty sure. Because, like, for a while, my mom and I would, like, go to McDonald's and be like, hey, can we get a chicken snack wrap? They're like, sorry, we don't carry those anymore. It makes me so angry. It makes me so upset. I'm gonna cry. Anyways, yeah. McDonald's, this is a threat. Bring back the chicken snack wrap. Sincerely, literally everyone on Earth.
Yeah. Shout out to Allie. She loves them.
Shout out to Allie just for being awesome.
Yeah. Allie, I don't know if you're downstairs, but... she lives underneath me, so I just kicked the floor.
The ceiling just falls in.
Hey, Allie. You know the video of the guy falling through the ceiling? He's like, hey, Bob. Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Like that.
She's so fun. All right. Hit us with your number one. Or honorable mentions.
Yeah, do your honorable mention, because I have a long list.
Okay, so I only have one honorable mention, because I'm not so much a fast food person, and I'm very routine. I always stick to the same stuff. Mm-hmm. But this is my go-to, usually. Of course, a 4 for $4 from Wendy's, with a crispy chicken sandwich and a Sprite, specifically. I will not be getting a junior bacon cheeseburger or any other drink. Maybe a lemonade. Maybe a lemonade.
Even though you already had crispy chicken sandwich on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no. Crispy chicken sandwich can be on there by itself. And, you know, in my 4 for $4.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Honorable mention. Shout out 4 for $4s. Literally slap. If you disagree, you're wrong. But that's it. That's my only honorable mention.
All right. My honorable mentions are as follows. These are honorable mentions because I couldn't really, like, tie it down to just one thing. Mm-hmm. First, Chipotle. So good. Wish it was closer.
Yeah.
That might be the first thing I eat when I go home.
Yeah?
It might be.
Applebee's.
Well, yeah, but I
do. Oh, that's going to be, like, later in the day, yeah.
I figure we'll go at, like, 8, 9-ish. Half up.
Half ups?
Half apps? I mean, we're waking up at 5:30.
Yeah, but we're all... I thought we were getting up earlier than that.
Well, yeah, we're leaving at 5.
Road trip!
Eva's leaving at 5 for her flight that morning.
Oh,
so.
Nah. Oh, we'll be up at the same time.
Yeah.
How sweet.
So, anyway, Five Guys. I could have put their Cajun fries on here. Their Cajun fries are so good.
They're milkshakes, bro.
You put bacon bits in your milkshakes?
I didn't know.
Je ne sais quoi. So good.
Sounds yummy.
I just added it on here because I forgot. Jersey Mike's. I really like Jersey Mike's. And people don't. I think it's really good. It's a little bit expensive, but I know if I eat the whole Jersey Mike's sandwich, I spend $20 on it, I am full. Like, that's another thing with, like, Chipotle. Kind of Five Guys. Like, I'm spending $20, but I am good. It's not like I'm going to McDonald's. I'm like, maybe I should have gotten a large fry. No, yeah. I am good after these places. Subway's Chicken Bacon Ranch sandwich. Mm. That's been my new go-to. Throw some onions, green peppers on there. Lettuce, yeah. Of course. I had it the other day.
Lettuce.
It was pretty good. I finally went to all 4 Subways up here. Because my truck was getting an oil change, so I walked to the one I've never been to. Hmm. Yeah.
I've only been to the one... like, right off campus.
Yeah. We have 4 Subways up here. Yeah. Well, you've been to the Walmart one, technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
forgot that was there.
Yeah. Also, the Subway Spicy Italian. That is
just
my...
the dressing?
No, that's a sandwich.
Oh.
That is my old go-to. Throw some bacon on there. Throw barbecue and sweet onion sauce. Mm. Whew. God damn. The old KFC fries, when they were the wedges...
I've never been to KFC.
Oh, my God. I enjoy a good KFC trip. Hold on.
But, like, you can't go wrong with potato wedges.
No, because these are the new fries. And, sure, they're good, but they used to be these.
Yeah. Bless you. Bless you.
Sorry, I'm just allergic to the bullshit KFC is spitting at us.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, Arby's curly fries. I didn't even think of that one.
I've never had Arby's either.
I've had it once. It was pretty good.
You know, I think I love fast food until you, like, talk about fast food and I've never eaten it.
Oh, I love fast food. Okay. The old KFC fries, yeah, those ones are just so good.
Boston.
KFC mashed potatoes. Solid.
I have had those. I've had those.
You can't go wrong with the KFC mashed potatoes. They also had, like, the Chicken Littles at one point. Those were cool. Oh my god, you remember the KFC Double Down?
No.
Double Down was insane. It was so good.
Hello?
So instead of bread, it's chicken, and then there's cheese and bacon in the middle.
That's a heart attack.
That is, but it was a good heart attack.
Oh my god. I don't even know, like, yeah, like, when it looks... Quadruple? Hello?
Like, aw, oh, that looks so good. KFC's chicken is really good. Like...
Well, it's in the name.
Well, so. Yeah, but so. It's like... Like, for a fast food place, I'm pretty impressed by it.
Heard.
Should
not have gotten coffee.
McDonald's fries. I mean, they're classic.
Yeah.
I still think they're good, even though they're not my favorite.
Yeah, no, they're definitely good. I would have to go with Wendy's on that, though.
I don't like Wendy's fries that much.
I like that they're a little soggy.
Yeah. You can't go to McDonald's and not get fries.
That's not true.
Shut up. And then this one could be my honorary number 7, honestly. We got 30 of top 10s.
Change the whole show.
Well, it's top hits. So we could do 10. Anyway, the Taco Bell box.
Oh, where you get, like, a specialty taco and, like, a regular taco and a drink. Yeah, and, like, oh my god, the chips.
They normally do it with, like, the new item.
Mm-hmm. You can do it on the app. Yeah,
well, they finally understood that people like the box, so they've been changing it, so you could just get it whenever. Like, the Grande Stacker box, classic. I got it with the rolled chicken tacos.
Mm.
The original, this was the Volcano $5 box. Mm. That's an old one. But, yeah, they were so good. You get a normal taco, a normal burrito, and then, like, the specialty item. I mean, it's just a classic. For $5, like, I might throw up, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, how could I forget? Honorary number 1 with the grilled stuffed nacho, because I forgot about it. Taco Bell fries. I literally never had them. Taco Bell fries were so good. That seasoning was perfect. Put it with the cheese. Oh my god.
I know they were bringing them back.
They always, like, bring them back and then...
Like, it's another, like, seasonal.
Yeah, but they always bring these back now because people love them.
There's a person that we go to school with that she posted, like, I want to say it was a TikTok or something about the fries, and I don't know what it was, but I thought it was so funny. All I remember is that she mentioned the fries in it.
I'm about to call them up and ask them.
Like, yo, where are the fries at?
Yeah, because they always know, like, a while before.
Do they? Well, I guess it's the same thing, like, when...
Oh, you know what? Drinks. This is in July. I think it's a summer item.
Oh.
And then they had the nacho fry burrito. That grilled cheese burrito is so good. But 1-to-1 ratio, I will throw up if I eat it.
Jesus.
I know, but it's low-key worth it. I might get it soon.
Really, what?
Oh, my God. Wait, what? Thank you for visiting Oswego. They want to hear my input?
It's probably from the urgent care.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My brain is so large. My brain is so large for that.
What's the quadratic formula?
Y equals... 1 minus...
No. Negative B.
Negative B... Plus or minus the square root of,
4?
4? No.
4AC minus 2A.
4AC minus
2B?
Minus B over 2A.
Yeah.
I knew it was over 2A.
Yeah.
Yeah, so guys, that's approximately how my math skills are. I got my GRE scores. Oh,
I texted you about it.
Yeah, guys.
We're just trying to drag this out. We're like 10 minutes behind.
Not really. Don't ever take the GRE exam. Literally ever in your life. It's horrible.
Shout out to Allie again for charging me for dinner supplies.
That's so cute. I love that. gotta keep a man honest, you know? Gotta get that guap. But yeah, the GRE exam. Got my grades back yesterday on that. It said 10 to 14 days is expected, and my grad school applications, fun fact for everyone listening, as if somehow you didn't know I was applying to grad school, I am applying to grad school. My applications are due December 1st, so I was like, all right, let me space out this time so it has, like, ample time to get my grades to the schools. I did so regretfully average.
If I'll say mediocre.
Literally mediocre. It's so upsetting. Literally so sad. And they do percentiles, like, wrong. Like, literally backwards. I was in the 13th percentile for the analytical writing section. And I don't know percentiles that well. But my friends are like, oh, like, no, percentiles are a bell curve. Like, if you're in the 13th percentile, like, that's really good. Like, that means that you did, like, you're in the top 13%. You know, whatever. And so when you look up percentiles by themselves, that's what it is. Under 25%, it's like a high confidence interval. It's
literally just standard deviation.
Yeah, it's literally just standard deviation. So I was like, wow, that's crazy. Because I got a 3 on the analytical writing. And I was like, how did everyone do so much worse than a 3? Because it's on a scale of 0 to 6. Mm. And I call my mom and she's like, you're literally wrong. Like, that's not good. I was like, oh. Like, basically, that's how it went. And then I looked it up, and the GRE, there's like a little table that they do their grading on, and I literally did worse than a 3. Because the 3 is generally the 15th percentile.
No, here's the thing. If everyone gets a 3, and you get a 4, you're doing great.
Yeah.
And, like, so, like, oh, well, you got a 3, but that's better than everyone else that took it.
Everyone that got a 2.
Yeah, the same way my chem class, freshman year, first semester, our midterm, everyone, our average was a 52.
Oh my god.
I got a 54.
Let's get it?
And then I dropped the major. Uh-huh. But anyway. Yeah. Anyways. Fast food items? What are we doing?
It's sunny outside.
I know, it's said like on and off. I don't really know. Poke.
I'm immune to your BS, bro. Get
out
of my space, bro.
Like, you're not in my room right now?
We can literally record anywhere else.
Apparently not the basement of Murano because we got kicked out.
Yeah, that was so weird.
Shout out to episode 1.
Yeah. Okay, hit him with your number 1.
Chill. Anyway, my number 1. This is going against everything.
Oh.
But literally, you could give me any item from this fast food place, and I will put it at my number 1. So I put the whole restaurant as my number 1. Raising Cane's.
Terrible.
What?
I don't like Cane's.
Have you had it?
I have.
When?
When I went to Texas.
Okay, well, that's not good Cane's.
Okay.
Raising Cane's is so good. Their chicken was better than the Popeye's chicken sandwich. It was incredible. The cane sauce with the chicken. Ugh.
The sauce was okay.
No, it was good. I don't like it on its own. With the chicken, it's perfect. Like, Raising Cane's is so good. That bread, whoo.
Where have you had it?
Minnesota.
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 Sheesh.
Sheesh.
I just thought of, I guess, another honorable mention. Because I can't put it on my list.
Yeah. Anyway, Raising Cane's so good. Probably the chicken tenders, if I'd have to put them, because I'm thinking, like, the fries weren't that great.
Yeah.
But the bread was good, the sauce was good. Even their, like, tea / lemonade stuff, that was good. It was a je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi. What does that mean?
Don't really know. I took French, too.
Okay.
Tim Hortons is overrated. There, I said it.
Never had it.
I had it once.
It just looks like Dunkin'.
It's, people are like, oh, it's so much better than Dunkin' and Starbucks. Like, shut up. Shut up.
It's just Canadian.
Yeah, and then people in Buffalo are like, oh, I like Timmy's. Like, shut up. Timmy's. Then just become a Canadian, then.
Just be Canadian. Like, why would you even say that? Literally, what does that mean?
Like, just go be Canadian, then. If you like Tim Hortons, then just move to Canada
and leave us.
Just leave already.
Sheesh. Yeah, I guess I've never had, like, most fast food.
That's my favorite fast food item is deportation to Canada.
Jesus Christ. That's, like, messed up.
I am choosing violence today.
Apparently.
So what's your other honorable mention now?
So, you mean, when you said Raising Cane's, it made me think of Whataburger, which I actually have a deep love for. I took 2 trips to Texas this summer. And I got Whataburger both times I was there, like, multiple times. It is so good. Literally so good for no reason. I don't know what it is. I didn't get a burger. I've never had a Whataburger burger. Mm-hmm. They have this little box with, like, chicken bites in it and Texas toast and, like, oh, my God. So good. All of it was just so... What?
It's a dog with no back legs.
Mike, literally what?
It's Mike Wazowski.
I have no idea how to process this.
Me either. Anyway, Whataburger, I really want to try. I've never had it, and I am upset with it.
It's really good. Yeah, their little chicken bites are good. And yeah, I found a love for Texas toast that I didn't know I had.
I love it when women...
Shout out women.
Shout out to women.
So that, I guess, would be... Honestly, that box would probably be an honorary number, like, 2. Like, it's pretty good. But... My overall favorite, I've been craving it every day for the last, like, 2 weeks, is the McDonald's Sausage McMuffin No Egg. It's literally just sausage and cheese on a burnt English muffin, and that hits every time. Like, something about the, like, crunch is very pleasing to me.
I do not like the McMuffins.
Damn.
I am a McGriddle fan.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Pancake with syrup in it with a bacon, egg, and cheese. Like,
ooh. Nah. I'm all about that sausage McMuffin. That's, like, my favorite thing ever. So, yeah, if you want to, like, stop on the way home at a McDanks.
What time does McDonald's breakfast stop? We could go before class.
I think 10:30 or 11.
What?
It stops really early. I thought, okay, because there's, oh my God, what is that Adam Sandler movie with the Sprouse twins?
I don't know.
God, what is it called? I've watched it like a million times. But they go to McDonald's in one of the scenes and it ends. And the kid is like crying and crying and crying. And then there was a time in life. Because that movie's from before we were born.
Yeah.
There's a time in life, like, our life, when it was all day. And now it's back to not all day.
Well, for what? They had it all day, like, a few years ago.
Yeah, and now they don't.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what is that? Like, at least it's have it till capitalism. Noon. Literally, at least have it till noon.
Yeah.
Like...
I don't know. I'm gonna call them and ask.
Hey, please?
Show up late with McDanks.
Yeah, right? Nah. We can't be late today.
It's only 10:45.
We have literally 3 classes left. I have 22 days left on campus.
What?
22 days, I did the math.
Literally, don't
That's including graduation.
Yeah, shut up.
But, like, Stop. Excluding break, so I have that extra, like, 5 days technically where I'm a student here.
Stop.
Because Isn't I will funky? Cry. Isn't that so funky? Guys, I'm graduating college. That's crazy.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, let's check the McDonald's breakfast hours. Because that guy, if you have never
Here,
had...
you know what? Let me just call them real quick. We'll do this live on air.
Wow. This is ballsy.
We're going to prank call McDonald's.
As the hours pass.
Because I tried looking it up, and I couldn't find it.
We'd have to leave, like, now. Like, literally right now. This is exciting. Why is it? Say it's
answered. Hello, what's up, McDonald's? Kevin, how can I help you?
Hi, what time do you stop serving breakfast?
10:30 on the weekdays, 11 o'clock on the weekends.
Damn. All right, thank you.
I'm sorry. Take care, man. Thanks.
You too. Bye. Fuck!
That was so aggressive. You definitely made him so upset. If somebody said some shit like that to me,
Oh, you should have heard me last night when the ice cream machine was broken. I was going postal.
I, like, never get mean with people at the fast food. Line, like,
well, I'm just upset. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
I wasn't telling him to go fuck himself. I'm just like, damn it.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, we're getting McDanks on Wednesday. Actually, no. We're going to stop at the Subway.
The Subway.
The Subway. Where is that? Where is it? Literally in the middle of nowhere in New
Harford,
York.
Connecticut. Not Hartford, Harford.
We're going to... What?
Exit 199.
We're not going to Connecticut.
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania.
I was like, literally, what are you talking
They're about? Literally in the same state.
They're in opposite directions.
Whatever.
But yeah.
They're their fast food items.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get a special car cast.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. If we could figure out the logistics.
We just record it on one of our phones.
Yeah. A voice memo.
You can just... Okay, never mind. Just... Okay. Bye, everyone.
Have a great day, everyone. Enjoy your... day.
Remember, you guys are all doing great.
Yeah.
Finals season is upon us.
Finals are rough.
We all got
this. But the winter is rougher. Just focus on your school. Hold your
focus down. On yourself.
Focus on yourself. Yeah.
Focus on yourself, king. Love.
I'm serious about this one. This one. That shit is important. Don't forget to pamper yourself a little bit.
Facts. Like, okay, yesterday was a bones day. Hell no, it was not
a bones day. It was not a bones day in any regard.
Fuck that pug.
Anyway. Really, in no regard was it a bones day. I think I got the tweet notification. I didn't look. No bones day.
Woo! I'm skipping class.
No.
I'm not skipping class. All right, everyone.
Everyone have a great day. Take care of yourselves.
Enjoy your life.